This is the Sound of the City and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And we're delighted to say that nearly 850 people have already booked. That is far ahead of where we were at this point last year. So we're really looking forward to a bumper year of participants. We'd love to see around 2,500 people join us on Parker's Peace for this fabulous, fabulous walk.
Oh, that's brilliant. So how many in the past have participated? Is that about the right number?
Yeah, the numbers have been about 2,000 to 2,500 each year. So, and what is great is for the event is it's something that is a real enjoyable day for people of all ages. So you have people who come with their young children, you have families coming together, you have couples, people who walk on their own of all ages. It's a nice leisurely stroll through some of the beautiful colleges and grounds of that are unique to Cambridge.
And it's starting on Parker's Peace this year. I know I've done it in the past, and I think it used to be Jesus Green, didn't it? So now it's Parker's Peace.
That's right. We've moved back there for the last couple of years.
Yes.
It seems to work really well. Parking's so accessible there, and obviously people have the opportunity to go into town after they've completed the walk as well. And what we really should stress is that further to the very generous sponsorship by the Cambridge Building Society, TTP and Cambridge Assessment, the entry fee directly benefits the two charities involved, us at Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill. So just by taking part, you're supporting your local charities.
Oh, that's really good news too. So it's not like some of these things where you pay and you hear actually only 50% or even less actually goes to the charities. So everything that people pay for their to join is going towards it. That's great.
Absolutely. And for us at Arthur Rank, it really can't be a more important time. We're finding at the moment it's really difficult raising funds. We've got a fabulous support from the community, but we are in our wonderful new building now. And I think people maybe think that because we've got a brilliant new building, we're all right fundraising wise. But actually, we could always do with more. It costs us around £8.1 million to run the hospice services each year. And whilst we have a lovely, lovely building, it is about actually running that care and, delivering those services to people across the county.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about Bridge the Gap as an event is that it is very much a local event. So you've got two local charities that benefit people from the local area. You've got local businesses and organisations coming together to support the event. And the turnout, the people that come and take part in the walk and have a great day, they can be assured that the money that they're spending to enjoy that day goes to benefit the two local charities and the people that they support.
And so I think there's suggested start times, isn't there? But I think it's quite flexible, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. We suggest that most people leave 9:30, 10 o'clock or 10:30. And that's really just because of the volume of people to allow them to get through the colleges. Remembering that we're featuring six colleges, we've got a fabulous route. The bursars and the porters at each of the colleges have been so supportive. And the highlight for us this year is obviously the final stop on the route, which is 0.7 on the route, is actually the Museum of Zoology. So this has been a long-awaited reopening of the museum. And we had the pleasure of going to visit it a couple of weeks ago, and it is amazing. I think people who choose to pop in there will find that their senses are just absolutely overwhelmed by all of the things that they have on offer. And it's just displayed in such a fabulous way too.
I'm really excited about that because that's somewhere I haven't actually got around to seeing yet. And it's very newly opened, actually, isn't it? So that'll be a great thing. And you get in and do that on the route. So you can spend, and it's the last one, so you can spend a lot of time there, I guess, and have a look at what's going on. What about any of the other colleges? Are they different from other years, or are they, do you get the same ones every year?
Yeah, so each year the route changes. So there are some colleges that will be familiar to people who've taken part in the walk in previous years, but the route is different. And that's what gives a different aspect. So you're seeing things that might be familiar from previous walks, but you're seeing them from a different angle, a different perspective. And what is lovely on this walk, as well as the Museum of Zoology, there are some of the old favourites on the walk in terms of the colleges. You've got the classic views along the backs. You've got the opportunity to go through some of the unique elements and features that there are within the colleges. So it really is. We did the practice walkthrough, just checking through a couple of weeks ago, as Donna was saying, and it is every few yards you're seeing a fantastic sight. So even if some of it feels familiar to you, actually the fact that you're seeing it from a different perspective and you're going on to a different college next, it's different every year. And this is one that's packed with fantastic views and great surprises. It's brilliant.
I know, having done it in the past, I absolutely loved that. I was completely blown away by what the colleges look like from the inside. You go past them every day, and I don't even know which ones are which particularly, but to go inside and actually see how far back they go, how huge they are. And also there's some tour guides in each one, isn't there? So you, absolutely, even if you've been before, they give you little nuggets of different information, don't they?
Absolutely. We've worked really closely with Ruth, the Society of Cambridge Tourist Guides, and they are absolutely fabulous. They are a real asset on the route. They point out things that you maybe have overlooked or are about to walk past, and they just add that additional richness of history. And I think for us, even doing the risk assessment, it is wonderful seeing how passionate the tour guides are about their city. And we are really so very fortunate. As you say, the grounds that these colleges sit within are almost TARDIS-like, really.
Yes, yeah.
And you struggle to believe that you're still in the city when you're walking around all these wonderful spaces. And we've definitely got some hidden gems. We've got access to some gardens that we haven't had for some time. And we're really, really pleased with the route that we've set up. For those that might want to come and take part in it, we have worked out the route is about 4.3 miles this year. So it's a nice, sensible length route. People can, as we say, take as long or as short as they wish. Obviously, we do have to work closely with the colleges, and the colleges will close in order. So people do need to be mindful of that. But all of that guidance is given within the programme that we're just creating at the moment.
Oh, yes. And you said that the programme's being created and will be sent out, or will it be given to you on the day?
Yeah, both. So people who've registered and signed up to take part already will receive an electronic copy, but there'll also be physical hard copies that people will have on the day that they'll be able to use. Yeah.
And it starts and finishes on Parker's Peace. What's going to be going on in Parker's Peace?
Yes, on Parker's Peace, we've got a range of activities and events. As walkers, as they return back to Parker's Peace, having had a fantastic time on the route, they'll come back. There'll be entertainment. There's musical entertainment. We've got the City of Cambridge Brass Band, who are going to be there with Cambridge Lindy Hoppers, who are going to be demonstrating their skills and probably trying to rope a couple of people in as well, I would think.
Take
part. Yeah. there's also lots of food and refreshments that are available, and there's the time for tea cake tent as well, so people can, it's going to be a great day. People can then catch up with people that have taken part in the walk, have some conversations with people, enjoy a little bit of time just reflecting and enjoying the sun that is going to be on Parker's Peace. We've got children's activities and crafts taking place that all ages are catered
for. Will that go on way past the time of the colleges shutting, I'm guessing, the afternoon?
We've hired the Parker's Peace space till around 2:30, so
we'll draw it to
a close around that period. But obviously for those that go off nice and early, then there'll be time for them to come back and enjoy it. And also what we found in the past is that people who have just been coming through the city have been curious to what's going on, and they've walked over and said hello to us. And there's lots of ways that people can still get involved. If they've done the walk before but they want to help in some other ways, as Neil's already said, we're desperate for people to bake cakes for us and donate those to us so we can sell them on the day. We still require volunteers to come and help on the day. We require about 70 volunteers on the route to help marshal, and about another 30 or so on Parker's Peace. So there's lots of opportunities that people can come and get involved. And then obviously, crucially, getting the walkers there as well. So encouraging friends and family to get together and remembering that children are free. So children under the age of 18 are free, and they can come along with their parents and really enjoy the day with us.
So it's only the adults that need to actually register then. And are dogs allowed or not?
Sadly, dogs aren't allowed because we're going through the colleges. Yeah. Obviously, that's not permitted. Obviously, guide dogs, absolutely fine. But it's really lovely for us to see a really diverse array of people through Cambridge. Interestingly, a lot of people who live here in Cambridge are really curious as to what's on their doorstep. People that have maybe relocated here recently, and also people from the wider county who are just curious about having the opportunity to come and see six colleges and this wonderful highlight all in one day.
Yeah, because really, you're not normally allowed in, are you, unless you are on some sort of specific tour. So I think it's a really good way to see them. Now, I have signed up this year already, so I'm having seen you the other day, I thought, right, I'm going to go and do it. And also my WI are going to be walking as a group. That's the Mill Road WI, so I'll give a shout out to them. And we're going to be walking, but friends and family are also being walking with us. And as you said, you can walk in small groups or in large, depending on how you fancy it, and everyone go at their own pace, which is also another thing. Yeah. It's not a race, so in that sense, I think that's really good. So could you just give us all the details of if people want to, one, sign up, or if they want to get involved as maybe baking cakes or marshalling or volunteering?
So obviously in all instances, feel free to call the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity on 01 223 675 888. That's 01 223 675 888, or you can find out more on our website. It's arhc.org.uk/BTG. So that's just the abbreviation of Bridge the Gap. And in terms of pricing, we are offering £18 per person up until the 7th of September. So that's lunchtime on the 7th of September. And it's £15 per person if you're a group of 10 or more. You do need to call the charity to be able to obtain the necessary forms to be registered as a group. And then on the day, and we do anticipate around 600 people will join us on the day, that's available at £20 per person again, and again children are free. We do ask for a ratio of one adult to four children, and that's purely because obviously we're going through the areas of the college and we must be respectful of those spaces. But the colleges are absolutely fabulous in supporting us, and we really would encourage people to both pre-register, but also if they're happy to just wait until the day, come along then too, because it's such a wonderful event to be part of. And we've had fabulous feedback from people who took part for the first time last year, as well as those amazing people that have taken part every year, and this will be the 17th year.
Oh, great. That's really interesting. So thank you ever so much, you two. And I think another year when I'm not actually walking it, I'm going to come and volunteer and be a marshal too.
That's great.
I think that's also great fun too. So thank you ever so much for letting us know about that, and I look forward to seeing you then.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.